Alrighty then, it's time to twist your brain one more time. 9 riddles only people with high IQs can solve. Maybe some week we'll do riddles for dummies, but for now, are you ready for a new portion of mind-blowing riddles to solve, which you'll need to apply all your logic and detective skills? That's a tough challenge, but if you're up to it, let's start. After each riddle, you'll have 20 seconds to find a solution. However, if you need more time, don't be too shy. Simply pause the video. All right, riddle number one. Your task is the following. Empty one jar of milk and one jar of water into a bowl. Oh, wait. You couldn't think this would be that simple. There are several conditions. You must be able to differentiate between the milk and the water. You can separate the milk from the water. And finally, you aren't allowed to use any kinds of dividers to keep these two liquids apart. Wow, that's a task even Cinderella didn't have to deal with. Will you be able to figure out how to separate the inseparable? 20 seconds for you to do this. In fact, all you need to do is to pour the water into the bowl first and freeze it. Then after that, just add the milk. And then you have milk on the rocks. Riddle number two. There's a magician famous for the tricks he performs. One of such tricks is staying under the water for 10 minutes. However, one day, John Smart challenges the magician, saying that he will stay under the water for 2 minutes longer. To say that the magician is surprised is to say nothing. He accepts the bet and promises John to give him $5,000 if he does beat the record. All in all, John wins and gets his money. How does he manage to do this? Do you think that John could be practicing not to breathe underwater since childhood? Or perhaps he's an amphibian? What's your idea? You have 20 seconds to make up your mind. Well, to tell you the truth, John was cheating just a bit. He took a glass, filled it with water, and held it over his head for 12 minutes. Yep, always read the fine print on the contracts you sign. Riddle number three. Sam Princeton is so unhappy with his life, so frustrated with his boss picking at him, and so angry with himself for being too weak to leave his job and start a new life, that he shoots himself right between his eyes in the bathroom. The bullets are real. The revolver is real as well. However, in just a second, Sam goes out of the bathroom alive and unharmed. How is it possible? That's not a piece of cake. Or perhaps you've already figured it out. If not, you still have 20 seconds to use. The thing is that Sam didn't shoot at his real self. He shot his reflection in the mirror. Riddle number four. In the city where people are keen on brain teasers and riddles, 4% of people don't list their phone numbers. So, if we select 40 random people from the phone directory, how many of them will have unlisted numbers? Oops, seems you'll have to apply some knowledge of mathematics here. 20 seconds to refresh everything you've ever learned. The answer may make you indignant. You've opened your math school books, after all, but it's 0%. If the numbers of these 40 people are in the phone directory, they are already listed by default. Riddle number 5. You have 7 guests at your birthday party, and you've got to figure out how to cut your round birthday cake only 3 times to make 8 equal-sized slices, 7 for your guests and 1 for you, of course. Time's a-ticking, and your guests are waiting for their cake, so get going. Answer? Well, first off, you have to cut vertically right down the middle of the cake to make 2 equal pieces. Do the same thing, but this time horizontally to make 4 slices. Your third and final cut should be laterally across the cake, which will quickly turn your 4 slices into 8. So how'd you do on this one? No worries. We still got tons more. Riddle number 6. A blind man had been dreaming of being able to see again for many years. This had been his biggest wish. After some time, his doctor confirmed that he could have an operation that would solve his problem. The man couldn't be happier. The surgery went well, and the man took the train to go home. The doctor allowed him to take his bandages off 3 hours after the operation. So the man was so impatient that he did this while still on the train. But as soon as he finished, he committed a suicide jumping off the train. His operation was successful, so why did he do this? 20 seconds for you to solve this mystery. Why could a man whose dream has come true kill himself? In fact, it was a tragic coincidence. When the man opened his bandages, the train was going through a dark tunnel. That's why the man thought he was still blind and killed himself.